The Humane Society of Kitchener-Waterloo, Stratford, and Perth has opened their doors this year to businesses and organizations looking to do some community outreach. Cat shelter building workshops have been a hit with volunteers, says Stacey Murphy, the community outreach coordinator and vet tech at the Humane Society.
This fall was the first time we had volunteer groups in to do it, and the volunteer groups have been amazing. They want to know how many did the last group build, and how quickly did they get so many built, and they've had a bit of fun kind of one-upping one another, trying to one-up one another. So it's been a fun, healthy little competition.
The weather in the region has been very cold this winter. When the sun goes down, it gets even colder. Murphy says the shelters provide a warm space for smaller animals.
And that's really what it comes down to, is protecting these outdoor cats from the elements, especially like dampness, so your precipitation or wind, which can be really, really cold, especially in the past couple weeks that we've had where it's been quite cold. These shelters use the body heat of the animal to kind of insulate and warm up the shelter inside, because it's a pretty small space, but they like being cozy in there.
The Humane Society has been building these shelters themselves for the past few years, recently opening the opportunity to volunteer groups.
Companies are often looking for ways for their staff to give back and looking for team building exercises as well. We knew that there was a need through our TNR program, Trap, Neuter, Return program. This community has a lot of feral or community cats, so cats that are living outdoors. So we knew through our TNR program that there was a big population, and we had seen other humane societies building these winterized cat shelters. And someone came up with the idea to kind of mesh the people wanting to do volunteer team building exercises with our need for building these cat shelters.
Mitchell Animal Hospital is the latest group to build these shelters at the Humane Society, and they talked about the importance of these shelters.
Pretty important. I think there's a big need for it. There's a lot of stray colonies around, and they're having babies out there in the cold, and it's a good shelter.
Especially with how cold this winter has been. It's been insanely cold out. So it's nice to just have a cozy place for them to
Even if it's a little, like, raccoon might even curl up in there, or a possum.
Mitchell Animal Hospital managed to build 18 shelters in the span of 2 hours, which beat a previous record of 17. The volunteers were very enthusiastic about helping a great cause.
Everyone deserves shelter.
Absolutely. It should be a right for all living creatures to have somewhere to stay. Mm-hmm.
The shelters, once finished, are sold to members of the community who request them.
Some people buy them if they just know that there are feral or community cats in their area. Other people will buy them if they're maintaining a colony, so they're feeding a feral cat colony. And other times people just, want to have one out there just in case.
Murphy says the Humane Society purchases the materials they need and receives some donations as well.
We get little bits and pieces of it from donations where we can, but mostly the cost of the shelters is covering the cost of the supplies, and that's about it. It's just it's not a money-making ordeal. It's a goodwill ordeal that is a good joint effort between local groups and the Humane Society.
Community members wanting to purchase a shelter might have a bit of a wait, says Murphy.
If anyone is interested in purchasing a winterized cat shelter, they can call into the center. Right now we have a bit of a wait list going, so if they're interested in purchasing, we can add it to our wait list, and they can be picked up at our Stratford Center or at our Kitchener Center, and they're $25 a piece.
The Humane Society is welcoming new volunteers and says they will continue running these workshops as long as the need is there. For Mix 98.5 News in Kitchener with the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Cora Cool.